Et maintenant, un bon podcast.
Ok, je suis devant un stand où on présente un jeu assez étonnant. C'est-à-dire que je vois des pièces en plastique rouge et grise avec des lasers, des miroirs. Et donc, le jeu s'appelle Ket. C'est un mot égyptien qui représente le feu et la flamme. Et pourquoi ? Parce que c'est un jeu qui se passe avec un laser. Et je suis en face des créateurs. So, hi.
Hello.
This is Michael Larson and
Luke Hooper.
Luke Hooper. I just want to go through the creation of your company. Is it your first game? What the hell are you doing here actually?
Well, it is our first game, and Luke and I both do research at a university using lasers, looking at laser material interactions, and everyone knows that lasers are cool. And a few years ago, we were doing some projects for game companies, and we got to know the game industry a little bit, and it seemed like a natural to put the lasers and the games together. And I think we have something that is very innovative, and we have a patent in the United States as being the first laser board game, and we've got 10 international patents pending, so it is unique.
That's a unique game. So roughly what's the concept of the game?
It's a two-player strategy game, and it has pieces with mirrored surfaces. Some pieces have two mirrors, some have one, some have none. And the goal is for the players to take turns moving the pieces to create a path for laser beams, and the lasers are embedded in the board so that you light up your opponent's pharaoh. There's an Egyptian theme to the game. Some pieces are shaped like obelisks, some like pyramids, and players just alternate taking turns, and it looks a little like chess, but it's much easier to play because all the pieces move the same way, in a very simple way, closer to checkers, and the variation comes in having those different number of mirrors on the pieces.
What happened from the idea to the creation?
Well, we had the idea and just decided that we wanted to create a product. I'm a professor, and I was teaching courses in design, how to come up with an idea and turn it into a product. And instead of just telling people how to do it, it was time to do it. So Luke is a former student of mine, and we're now partners in this game activity. And since we are both engineers, we created all the tooling ourselves and did the design ourselves, and then found a manufacturing facility and have learned a lot about importing and exporting, and now we would like to export to Europe.
So the game is well known in America?
It is. We've been selling the game for 2 years now, and for an independently produced game, it's doing very well. We've sold over 100,000 units, and we have had lots of interest from customers in Europe, because a strategy game actually, I think, appeals more to the European player than in the United States, where maybe the emphasis is on entertainment. So I think we can appreciate the smart European board gamer.
You know, in Europe, we are also developing more and more party games too. So,
okay. Well, that's too bad.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael, and enjoy your fair.
Thank you, and I appreciate talking to you.
Thank you very much. Hi Luke.
Hey, how are you doing? Sorry, I've been out.
Ok, et on continue ici avec le jeu, le fameux jeu de laser qui s'appelle Ket, où eh bien Luke va nous expliquer comment est-ce que ça se passe. Hey Luke.
Hello.
Hello.
Bonjour.
So, now, what's exactly in the box when you buy it, and how do you begin a game?
Okay, so when you buy the game, it comes with 28 playing pieces in the box, and you have your two pharaohs, which you're trying to eliminate. You have blocker pieces called obelisks, which actually take two hits. You have pyramids that have one mirror, and then you have jeds that have two mirrors. And so you have the variety of these pieces, and when you open up the box, they come in what we call the classic starting configuration. However, we also give you two other starting configurations, so you can set up the game in different ways, which changes the dynamic. And then we also encourage users to create their own once they become familiar, and you can actually go on different websites and post your own setups and share them with other users, so kind of interactive on that. So the game starts You start moving back and forth, trying to eliminate pieces by hitting them on non-mirrored surface. And the whole goal of the game, very simple, is to knock out the Pharaoh. However, if you knock out your own Pharaoh, you kill yourself. It's kind of sad, and you lose. Yeah. So you can kill your own pieces in this game.
Okay. So by sending the laser on the piece, it's eliminated from the board?
So when you fire the laser, it's going to bounce around the mirrors. And if you hit any non-mirrored surface, it lights up. That piece is eliminated, and it's gone. So ultimately, it's a battle of attrition trying to get to the two Pharaohs. So taking the laser, zapping pieces off the board, very cool.
Okay. What's the duration of a game?
Typical duration with beginners is usually around 20 to 30 minutes. More advanced players, about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how much they get into it.
And I see here some evolutions of the game. So there are a strange thing you can put on the board.
Right. So once you've mastered the innovative game, we have ways you can expand it to make it even more thought-provoking. The first one's actually a beam splitter. And so what this piece does, when you put it on the board, when the laser hits it, two lasers come out, which is kind of cool. So when you have two of them on the board, if you hit both beam splitters, you can actually get three lasers from one push of the button. So knock out three pieces at once, three times the carnage, three times the fun.
Take the risk to knock your Pharaoh.
Right, and the risk of knocking your own Pharaoh out goes way up, which has happened. So, you know, it's okay. Everybody laughs, and it's all right anyways.
And the second big things?
And the second big thing, which isn't even out yet, but will be out in the U.S. next month and soon in Europe, it's a second-level tower that takes the game to a 3D expansion. So it's literally the first 3D type game. So it has a portal where you can shoot the laser up to a second level, and you can also turn it and shoot it back down. So pieces still move one scoring direction, but now they can also move one up or down. So you literally have a masterful 3D game.
And the Pharaoh is movable on this tower?
He can move up or down just like any other piece. And so we have new starting setups with that one. Some of the setups, he actually starts up top. So you can move him up top and around and down. So even more fun to keep track of.
Good.
Excellent.
Great. Whoa.
Also, you want to check us out on YouTube. Sorry? Check us out on YouTube. We have a video.
Okay.
So you can see Luke and Michael starring in a video.
And who doesn't want to see that?
Yeah.
Okay. What does? Yeah. Okay, Luke. Thank you very much. You just have to try it now, and now that's it. Thank you very much, and
thank you. We hope you try the game.
Yeah. We'll do it. Cheers.
Je suis fatigué.